Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your VIA host, Cody Brown, and let's talk. But before I talk to you, I would like to bring out an announcement for this Saturday, September the 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram Live. I will be hosting Still I Ride, Still I Shine spoken word via online on Instagram, and you are invited, accordingly invited. Now, if I'm saying it incorrectly, please, I'm requesting you, please, cordially, you know what I mean. You are invited. You don't want to miss it. If you are a spoken word artist yourself, feel free to demonstrate, show, share your talent. Even if it's something that is new, just reciting a poem, feel free. You are more than welcome. It is a no judgment zone. So let's talk. Oh, my, it is Thursday, September the 24th, and September is almost due. Second day of fall, and here in California, the leaves are not turning as fast as normally they should. I'm thinking probably an affected from the smoke in the air. I don't know, but fall season is one of my favorite seasons. I really enjoy the colors and the leaves, and just the weather feels good, and it just feels calming. It feels comforting. I want to talk to you. If you need a pen, pencil, get some paper, notepad. You can even use your notebook and your phone. I have some notes here that I took, and I wanted to talk as I was evaluating myself. I wanted to share because this month we have been talking about networking. And so what I want to talk about today is when things don't go as planned, what do? How do you react? How do you maintain? Okay. How do you still look at things the same way you did when things didn't go as planned? Or do you change who you are when things don't go as planned? Do you look at people, places, or things differently when things don't go as planned? So this is what the reason why I'm calling this Let's Talk is because it gives you, the listener, the opportunity to rewind, replay, reset self. And the collaboration of minds where you can comment down below, because I am inspired to hear your stories and how they can be common but different scenarios, and how we can grow as unification and be leaders and mentors for many whom don't have a voice, or they don't know how to come out of the shell because they really are overpowered or overshadowed where they've been in their shell for so long that coming into the light is can cause a person to go into shock. So it's very, very important that we treat each individual like a precious, 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 when I say precious, gentle, fragile. You know, we're not going to say the soul or the heart is where you could put the pieces back together, but it can be reformed and remade into a beautiful, 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 remolded and molded and placed into the fire. And that's where it comes into play, when it's placed in the fire. So is this fire when things don't go as planned? Now, I'm not getting religious or anything like that. I'm putting into words a question that can be universal to the human being. If you have a vision, if you have a plan, a simple plan, 1, 2, 3, ABC, three, ABC, three, ABC, simple plan. I want to go walk to the store, right? That's the plan. But you had the vision. You told yourself, you saw the image of the store you wanted to go to. Okay, how are you getting there? Are you walking? We said, are you walking? Are you waking up out of your sleep? You got to be specific about your plan. Okay. What is it that you need? How are you going to go about it? So let's talk this again. Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your host, Cody Brown. So when things don't go as planned, and also I love corrective criticism. If you have it, feel free. You can email me at thecodybrownshow@gmail.com, or you can comment down below, but they will be submitted for approval. Okay. Positive criticism is the best public forum that I can suggest, but negativity is not accepted whatsoever. Moving forward, let's talk. Okay. When things don't go as planned, right? What we should do is assist everything as a whole. Now, how do you assist everything as a whole? From the beginning to the current point to the present. I'm gonna say that again. From the beginning of the plan, from, you know, point A to the current point B into the present point C. Okay, not A to Z, because when it's A to Z, we don't know if there's holes, we don't know if it's a cliff. We're gonna just keep it simple and plain. 1, 2, 3, ABC. So we're gonna assess everything as a whole, right? You have your 3 points. Your point in the middle of a circle, and then your left and your right, right? Okay. So from the beginning to the current point to the present. Sometimes assessing things as a whole, the beginning of the plan of whatever endeavor that it may be for you as an entrepreneur. And if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, claim your entrepreneurship today. Have your business cards and be very, very clear of what kind of entrepreneur that you are so that you can make that in fruition. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. It's like saying I'm an aspiring author, right? Because you do not have anything published, right? Create that business card. Create your LinkedIn account. It does not necessarily mean that you have to have all the materials. As an entrepreneur, you create your requirements, even though there are guidelines within the city, state, and federal regulations pertaining to running a business. But as an entrepreneurship, you already have the right to claim. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur,
I am saying claim your ownership as an entrepreneur. Own it. Walk in it. But the most important thing to do is to, you know, creating a plan and making it very clear of what it is that you're doing, what direction you're trying to go. And in order to be able to create a plan, right, you have to have the vision. Okay, it's a fresh blank canvas. What is it that you're seeing? What direction are you trying to go? So reevaluate. And to be able to do so, can't stress this enough, that it's very, very important to evaluate self. And that is you. I have to evaluate myself every day. Not a month from now, not a year from now, not just running wild. You know, there was a part of me in my past where common sense was not due. And, you know, I don't regret, but when you lack the knowledge of ways of how to carry yourself or how to communicate, you have to understand when you learn etiquette, when you're naturally gifted to learn etiquette and not have been to a class or anything like that, that's a gift. And you have to understand that most informal individuals don't have etiquette, and that can be very, 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 I quote you on this, of my own wording. Informal beings who lack etiquette with posture, non-communication of body communication of etiquette. Are intimidated and in such form and fashion will ridicule, if that is a word, but I feel like it is, it feels, but will ridicule, will discriminate, will try to break you down, okay? To confirm, to see if you are aware of your gift, yourself, your worth, because it's like when you look at a bee, when a bee comes, automatically what is the reaction of a human being? Not all you, most like people who love insects, they're not going to swat the bee. They're going to get out of the way, right? Most reactions from toddler to adult will run from the bee. That bitty, bitty, bitty bee that's so, so important to Mother Nature, right? We know that that sting will take its life. So are we as human beings running because we want the bee to be alive, or are we actually running because we do not want to feel the pain and the throb nation of a bee sting? I'll let that imagination run to self, which is you. Now, evaluating self is not as easy as being said done. And that's why as an entrepreneur, they say within the first or within the year, not even making it to 5 years, business fail because there is no plan implemented. There is no system, no structure. But in order to structure something and be in full control of something, you should be able to be in control of self. You should be able to be disciplined so that you can meet the needs and the qualifications and the goals that you set forth on whatever your plan endeavor is as an entrepreneur to be a successful business owner. And I'm not saying that it has to be a storefront. You can have ownership. You could be an author. You can be a consultant. I can't tell you what to be, but sometimes, I mean, it sounds cliche when they say, do what you love, do go towards more of your passion, but then you have the battle of the survival of the fittest when, well, I have to work here because I have to live, I have to survive, and my passion is not making income yet. Okay, so are you able to be disciplined enough to work the job that does not fit or meet your passion needs? Are you able to work that job and still work as an entrepreneur? I don't even lead that into a debate. The reason why is if a Ivy League student, right? Let's forget the fact that, you know, they are born into wealth. Take that out of the way, because having the discipline and the structure to be able to multitask and get things done. Now, we're taking out of, you know, the services of maids and all those things, because yes, it is hard as an entrepreneur when you have household duties, you have a family to take care of, many different personalities, especially if you have a full house, right? Not even if you're a single parent and not knowing how many kids you have, you know, my life is very private. So, but as a single mom of two, it's very, very, very difficult. And online education and trying to multitask a passion and trying to survive with a regular job. No, it's not easy. But it should not make you bitter either. So if you want it, you're going to put in the work. And that's why the saying is you must put in the footwork, because you don't know who's watching. And that's why networking, and I want you to go back and I would like you to listen to the networking, the Let's Talk Networking. And it's very, very important, but you cannot be successful self. First, let's be successful with self. I'm not talking about being conceited. I'm talking about being self. How do you be? How do you become? Or what it is you actually feel of self that's positive? I'm not talking about sadness or depression, things that don't feel good, things that cause death. No. I'm talking about things that causes your spark to become brighter and your fire is just amazing. Where it's warm and comforting, and other individuals see you on fire and they want the same thing. You're running, I mean, you're sprinting, and there's a trail of a blaze. See, the illusion can also be a vision as well. So that's why it's very, very important to write it down and make it clear and plain. So evaluating self is very important. It's so important. It's vital. It's essential. Because let's say you have this, your plan, it's done, it's ready to go. Your plan has met your vision and it's ready to take off. But yourself, is not secure. You'll fall for anything. How are you going to protect the vision that you created? So you mean to tell me all of that hard work to be able to vision and then plan it and put it on paper to make it clear and plain, you mean to tell me you're willing to give it up, just give it up? And that's a whole nother segment, because as an entrepreneur, it can be a good and a bad thing. You know, we create businesses and you sell it. I mean, you think of something else, right? But if it's something that you have made a commitment to yourself, and it's something that you want to leave as a legacy, and, you know, you have to really, really evaluate yourself and be set in self, not pride and ego in a sense where, you know, you lose yourself. No, pride in your mission statement and the objective. Okay. And I'm going to kind of speed it up a little. I'm still on the first index card. So, yeah, and that's one thing. I have a short attention span. So most of my segments are 30 minutes. And today is not going, I'm not going to add another segment to this one. So we're going to move forward. Are your steps matching up with your vision or your plan? So if things are not going accordingly as planned, ask those questions, write that down. And that is, the question is, are your steps matching up with your vision and your plan? Okay. And we have here, even though you have the vision, the steps you take, the mandatory steps that are required may not be to your liking. So understand that when things change, it may not be to your liking, or it may not be to your understanding. Okay. This is where adaptation or adapting comes into play. Just because you adapt does not mean you have to become. Okay. I need you to understand that. Just because you have to adapt does not mean you have to become. And I'll let that sink in, and we'll talk about that on another segment. I'm going to circle that. Moving forward, it is very essential to obtain or create a business model, a business plan, and to be able, if you're looking for an example model, or if you're looking to get assistance to creating your plan, the Small Business Administration is a good resource to go to, and that's the SBA, and you can find that sba.gov, okay? And they can assist you with your business plan services, from your mission statement to helping you understand your objective. A business plan can seem or feel overwhelming. I recommend taking one step at a time, because there has been many a times where I've had ideas, I've had the vision, then I had this idea, which idea is a vision, right? So I would have an idea and it wouldn't come into full fruition because I got burnt out just by just vision, just the idea, you know, burnt me out. And I didn't take one step at a time, because a mission statement is very, 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 very essential and vital. And that is your heartbeat of whatever the vision and the idea is. Okay. Again, the mission statement is the heartbeat. Once the heartbeat stops and the mission statement does not match anything, it's dead. Okay. If your mission is to love and all you're doing is hating, I think your mission statement is dead. If your mission statement is to cater to senior citizens and you're catering to all the companies that sell lumber, your mission statement is dead. So, and I don't want it to sound so harsh, or I want it, let me be lightly with this. A mission statement is very short and simple. It's like a slogan of, you know, how most brands that we like, they have this slogan. And it also, it doesn't necessarily have to be a slogan, but it's just a short, brief summary of who and what your brand is and what you represent, what you do. And so go to the Small Business Administration, and they should have some models and some examples. You can reach out to them or make an appointment. Okay, and that's SBA.gov, Small Business Administration. And that's the thing. Also, don't be scared to ask questions, because no one's going to, it's like going to the library. Okay, let me make it short and simple, because I'm a library. You know, I haven't read like I should read. But having experience and circulation at junior colleges and going to the library to get assistance from circulation, let me tell you something. If you don't ask the question, no one's going to give you the answer. Because if the answer is not being displayed for you to visually see, no one's going to give you the answer. Okay, that's like the secret. It's a secret when you go into the library. You have to ask. You must ask. And we're not, I'm not saying that when you ask, because normally when you go into a library, you have interns that are working circulation. Okay. And they may not know the answer. So if you don't get the answer that you're looking for, it does not mean that you have to accept that answer. You can get confirmation. And you can broaden your search. It doesn't mean, do you know how many libraries? What's above a library? Have you ever thought about that? Moving forward, I have come to terms that no place, person, or thing, or animal are perfect. No insects, Mother Nature is not even perfect, but the purpose is clear and specific. Everything that is has moving and has breath, or anything that is an object, has a purpose, and in that purpose is very specific, right? So if you create a cap, right, you manufacture and the production of a cap that goes on a bottle, the purpose of that cap is to close whatever it needs to close up, so that there's what's be specific, no leakage, there's closure. Moving forward, I don't want to sound sarcastic or any form of, because my goal is to be the best mentor that I can be. Life is not easy, but it can be easy when you know who you are and when you know what your vision is, and you put it down and make it very plain, simple, and clear. And sometimes things change. So how are you going to adapt but not change who you are? And when I say not change who you are, I'm talking about the good qualities, because sometimes we have to adjust. Okay. If you're walking into a dungeon and there's lions, are you going to go in there smiling, or are you going to go in there with a firm posture? Something to think about. Are you going to not go in there because you took the time to see the sign that said Lion's Den? Moving forward, because we only have literally 60 seconds. So I'm just going to to be announced moving forward, October the 10th, we are going to have introduction on how to be a successful entrepreneur. And that is going to be on Instagram Live as well. And it's sponsored by the Beauty Box Culture. And don't forget to tune in with me, your girl, Cody Brown. Okay? And we're all ladies. So, and gentlemen, you're not exempt. Moving forward, Catch me on Instagram Live this Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And oh, goodness gracious, 1 p.m. Eastern time. All right, peace and love. Love is kind, love is gentle. And